to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Emily Kopp filling in for Tom today. You've heard of USA Jobs, the federal hiring portal. Now there's USA Hire. It's the latest part of the Office of Personnel Management's strategy to streamline the hiring process and get agencies the best candidates. Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco tells Francis Rose more about USA Hire.
It's a testing software that's integrated into the application process when you go to apply to a job on usajobs.gov. And so before, applicants had to rate their own skills on a 1 to 5 scale. So for example, it would ask you to rate, how do you feel your logic skills are? And if you're applying to a federal job, you're probably not going to put that you're not very good at some of these skills.
Right.
You're probably not going to say 1. You're probably not going to say 3.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to put down 5.
Of course.
Because you want your application to get seen by the right people. Diana Saxman is the Deputy Associate Director of the Federal Staffing Group at OPM. I talked to her after a panel discussion at the Association for Talent Development's Government Workforce Conference, and she's telling me agencies are filling more jobs now with USA Hire than when it launched 2 years ago.
It's really been the last 2 years where we've seen agencies come on board and the momentum. So just to give you a sense, last year we only processed maybe 30 or 40 vacancies through USA Hire. This year it was well over 500. So it took a while for agencies to really understand the value of USA Hire, to pilot it, to get some results, and now we're starting to see it scale.
So we should say that USA Hire basically allows an applicant now to see a series of test questions while they're applying to the job.
What's OPM hearing from agency managers about this? How are they seeing the results?
So there's a few things. OPM overhauled USA Jobs a couple years ago, and I think people would generally say that it's easier to apply to a federal job now than it was maybe a couple years ago. But now they're getting a ton of applications. Saxman told me that 12 million people applied for a federal job last year, and OPM filled about 280,000 vacancies.
Wow.
So, right, exactly. Justin Johnson is the executive director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. He says agency hiring managers have too many applications to review now.
I really do think, Diana, that this is really the missing link from our first attempt at improving the process, because in making it easier to apply, exactly what you said happened. We flooded HR with more applications from people who were not qualified or not really even that interested in the job. They just, I heard somebody applied for 90 jobs, so I'm going to apply for 100. And we made it so easy to fire and to get notifications that a new job has been posted on USA Jobs that meets this criteria. So technology has made it easier on one end, but it's more frustrating on the other. And so I think the promise of assessments, if done well, it makes all three audiences happier.
So that's Justin Johnson of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. And he also said that USA Hire weeds out the casual applicants. So if I'm looking for jobs and I see one that kind of looks interesting and I see another one that also could maybe be interesting, I'm applying to all of them, not just a few of them. And so they said that 30% of applicants who go through the application process don't take the test, and they don't finish the application. So when they get to the series of test questions that are asking them to demonstrate their skills, they decide, you know what, this isn't really for me. But 95% of the people who do start the test, they actually do finish it. And so OPM says that's giving them more qualified applicants, people who are more interested in the job. The tests are also created specifically for a position. So a test from USA Hire might, for a management position, might look a little different than a test from USA Hire for an auditing position or something like that. And so it's been an ongoing process, and Saxman says that the hard part has been picking and choosing between some of the suggestions and feedback that they're actually getting from their hiring managers.
What else is OPM working on that's been helping agencies to hire better candidates?
So they've been working on something called USA Staffing, and it's a talent acquisition system. And it's basically some tools that will help agencies choose and onboard potential job applicants. And they're saying that more people are using it. Applicants that come through USA Staffing are now 75 to 80% of the time. And USA Staffing, it came from an OPM legacy system. So this legacy system took OPM about 10 years to build. And so they use those lessons over time from the legacy system to make improvements and build staffing in about 2 years. So they were able to take the lessons learned from an old system and apply it to build something new in much less time. So Saxman tells me she's also been using feedback from hiring managers to make improvements throughout the development process.
Over the last 2 years, we've rebuilt the USA staffing program from the ground up. So we took a system that we built over 10 years and rebuilt it in a 2 year period, taking all the lessons learned that we've had over the last 10 years and built it into this new version of the system. So it's allowed us to really capitalize on new technologies that where we were limited in the legacy system. So over 2 years, we've rebuilt it using agile development. So in 6 month increments, we engaged our customers in customer testing. We had an advisory board requirements group where we met with them every month, and they really provided us with their requirements and had extensive testing throughout the process. And now where we're at is we're in the process of actually migrating all of our customers. So what's nice about this is because our customers were engaged from the very beginning and we're seeing multiple increments over the 2 years, there's no surprises for them now. They know exactly where the capability is, and we've actually opened to them a test version of it. They have full access to that. And so now we hope that over the next 2 years to migrate about 9,000 HR professionals, over 100,000 hiring managers, millions of applicants over to this new version of the system. We'll continue to build it out. We'll continue to add capability. But that's probably one of the more progressive IT projects that OPM's undertaken, using more of the digital service playbook recommendations as far as how and when to engage customers.
So it's really, again, all about the customers. And so OPM's kind of pulling on this theme that a lot of government has been implementing now, which is it's all about the customers, customer service first. And so they've had an opportunity to check in with USA staffing every couple of months. These are agency hiring managers that have been some of the main testers of the system.
Are there other agency HR processes OPM is working on as well?
Yes. So there's an automated performance management tool that they've been working on. It's called USA Performance, and it lets managers evaluate their employees, and they look at performance standards and how they're doing. And it's an appraisal system, essentially, and they can sign it, give it back to the employees. The employees have it, the employees have it on hand. And so the senior executive service is already using it. It's already been deployed for them. And OPM is working on adding other non-SES positions now to the system. And again, it's been all about the feedback. They've been looking at lessons that they learned from the SES version, suggestions from managers. And Saxman says the hard part has been picking which suggestions she should use.
There's this whole field of people that need to influence, and so we have to look at what kind of experience all of those users are having. We get inputs on recommendations for enhancements, an infinite number. I mean, all of those stakeholders are coming in and telling us, suggestions for how we can improve over time. And so one of our challenges is to figure out, okay, of the 500 good ideas, which are the ones that are going to have the biggest impact? Which ones will best serve our users?
That's Diana Saxman from the Office of Personnel Management. Do we have a timeline for the rest of USA Performance, Nicole?
So Saxman's telling me that there's already been some progress on non-SES, and they should see more of it in the first quarter of fiscal 2016. But it'll probably be another 2 years before all of the positions, general schedule positions, are added to the system.